Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Paul, one of the greatest missionaries and evangelists of all times, has just been accused of a capital offense, punishable by death. A riot has erupted in response to the accusations, and everyone is looking to tear Paul to pieces. So Paul is scooped up by a Roman tribunal, and as he's being taken away to the police station, he asked if he could have a moment to speak a word to that raucous crowd. Listen to what it says. As Paul was about to be brought into the barracks, he said to the tribunal, "May I say something to you?" And he said, "Do you know Greek? Are you not the Egyptian then who recently stirred up a revolt and led the 4,000 men of the assassins out into the wilderness?" Paul replied, "I'm a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no obscure city. I beg you, permit me to speak to the people." And when he had given him permission, Paul, standing on the steps, motioned with his hand to the people. And when there was a great hush, he addressed them in the Hebrew language, saying, "Brothers and fathers, hear the defense that I now make before you." And when they heard that he was addressing them in the Hebrew language, they became even more quiet. Paul was a brave man to want to speak to these people who wanted to kill him. But the deeper reason why they wanted to kill him is very important. There was this dramatic shift that had taken place in Paul's life that did not sit well with the people. And it's this shift that Paul wants to explain to the people. He wants to give a defense of why he lives his life the way he does. And in this defense, he shares the gospel. If we pay attention to the rest of the text, we can see a pretty useful outline of how to give our own defense for why we live our lives the way we do. In verses 3 through 5 in chapter 22, Paul describes his life before he came to know Jesus as his Lord. In verses 6 through 16, we see Paul's conversion story, how the Lord had brought Paul to himself. And then in verses 17 through 21, Paul was telling them what Christ was doing in his life up until that very point. First of all, do people who have known you your whole life, do they notice a marked difference in how you used to live your life versus how you live your life now? Why is it different from before? Why do you spend your time the way you do, your money the way you do, your gifts the way you do? Why do you have the habits and the disciplines and the attitudes that you have? And if people did ask you about it, would you be able to clearly and with conviction share with them why it's so? If not, I want to suggest to you that you need to be able to do this. I want to suggest to you that you write this down. What my life was like and filled with before Christ. And then just describe that. And then write down how Jesus drew you to himself by his grace through faith. And then what identifiable difference it's making in your life today. Be willing to let people hear the defense of your life. As you pray today, please remember Anders Lee and his family, our missionaries in Mississippi. And also remember the English LifeWord broadcast throughout Canada, South Africa, and the United States.